This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Aria, Bonnie, and Joa, and coming out, we're going to be talking about the abortion changes that are happening in the United States, largely as a result of the Supreme Court overturning Roe versus Wade, like the Kansas abortion story, Bonnie, you've had for a number of weeks now, which is essentially that they, I think it was enshrined within their constitution, the right of a person to have an abortion or something like that. We're going to talk about that, plus some news out of Nebraska about abortion. But presently we're talking about Mar-a-Lago and the latest that we've heard about the intrusion on the Trump estate there by the FBI. A source close to the former president expressed concern that FBI agents could have planted stuff because they would not allow Trump's attorneys inside the 128-room building.
They could plant something every time they raid someone's house, and they don't let people in.
Well, the news was already putting photos up of supposedly Trump had ripped up these notes that he had and like ran on the top and threw it in the toilet, right? And so they took pictures of these notes ripped up in the toilet.
But he wasn't
That's
in
falsified.
There.
That was not real at all. Mm-hmm. And then CNN was throwing all over their channel like it was real, and like one of the notes said Roger on the top of it. Like it was just a joke.
Roger, like what would be
like Roger Stone?
128 rooms inside of this building. I'm surprised the raid only lasted 9 hours or whatever it was.
Yeah, it lasted like 8 hours at our house.
Yeah, that was not 128 rooms. So this was conducted by over 30 plainclothes agents. Not even... See, this is what's messed up, because we didn't get plainclothes agents at our places when we got raided. No. No, I woke up to FBI agents with riot shields standing there in their full body armor pointing guns at me, telling me to stop moving or they would shoot me. They didn't even bother. They just showed up in their plain clothes in khakis and a button-up shirt.
And for listeners who are unfamiliar, it's not like Aria had done something violent. She was also being raided because of just like a business infraction.
For allegedly operating a business without a license. Yep. That was the precipice for the entire raid, from what we can tell.
I'm hoping that they found Trump sex tapes on Epstein Island or something. And it, like, I don't
care. They're never going to conduct a search on Epstein Island.
No, I'm not saying that.
It wouldn't be permissible in court or whatever.
Well, maybe. Like, let's just say that they went through all the, you know, documents that he had, and let's say he had saved the tapes, his extortion tapes that Epstein was going to use against him. And I don't know, I'm just saying.
As best as I can tell, Trump was never caught up into that. I mean,
I don't know, I think he was.
He seems to have stopped associating with Epstein somewhere in the mid-90s, around the time it was becoming known that, you know, Epstein, you know, liked them young.
Well, I mean,
Bill
Trump,
Clinton kept...
Not for nothing, but Trump likes them young, too. And he had a whole pageant where there's a lot of corruption going on. We all know it.
I'm not saying Trump doesn't like them young, but then again, we're talking about 16, 17-year-olds here. We're not talking about 10-year-olds. So
that's true, I guess. Yeah.
I can't really... I don't want to see any sex tapes involving Trump, though. I want to make that
I don't want to see these
shower.
Either. No.
Oh, that's right. He was accused. There was some Russian thing, right? Some Russian dossier that was funded by the DNC or something like that about him liking... golden showers?
Wait a second. Yeah. I mean, on Trump's defense, he probably literally has a golden shower.
Let's go to the phones. We have Will on the line from Texas. Will, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, hope all's well.
Yeah.
All right, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, you guys should Google RCMP officer or former RCMP officer charged with drunk. He fell asleep at a Burger King. This is in Canada. He was drunk and fell asleep in his marked cruiser. And I think he has a canine unit with his dog in there and everything.
Dang.
At a Burger King drive-thru.
He fell asleep in the drive-thru, or was he like, he had gone through the drive-thru and got himself something to eat, and then he parked over there to eat it, and he passed out?
No, no, it was like at in the drive-thru. The employees tried like 20 minutes to wake him up, and they, you know, before they called the police, and this story is just kind of like, if you read through it, you know, quick search, you guys can, you know, analyze it better than I and all that good stuff. But my main point here, well, okay, so he, the police showed up and they weren't sure if they were dealing with a real cop and then, you know, or somebody dressed as a cop and all these things. And anyway, when they finally woke him up, he started resisting arrest. He kneed one of them in the groin and, like, snatched the handcuffs and, you know, out of one of my hands and injured their thumb or something like that. Anyway, he's on disciplinary action. No, you know, no real criminal charges that I can see. And they're like, well, we need to get him the help he needs. He's clearly an alcoholic.
They wouldn't do that for anyone else.
Bingo. You know, if you or I or whoever, you know, injured a cop or two, you could probably just bump into a cop and it's going to be assault of a peace officer or whatever they call it.
Not only that, but this officer you're talking about, he actually left another officer's personal home where they consumed alcohol. So it was like maybe not just him should be in trouble, but maybe the officer that he was partying up with, knowing that he's left his house after a party, drunk. You know, the host is responsible.
I'm not going to take responsibility for someone who gets drunk at my house and then you know, passes out.
But you're not a police officer, and that's not how you work.
I don't think a police officer should have to take responsibility for what someone does.
Yes, they should. They are law enforcement.
They're not responsible. If someone comes into a cop's house and gets hammered and then passes out in the Domino's or the Burger King parking lot, that's not the host's fault.
Imagine if
he let him leave.
Imagine if your manager.
Otherwise, it's kidnapping.
I don't know if he should really be held responsible, but imagine if you went to your manager's house right before work and got super hammered, and then she was just like, oh man, Arya's really drunk, you're going in for your shift, and then, like, don't you think her boss, if she found out about that, would, like, fire her?
Yeah, and he was off duty, and I agree with you, the sentiment that the whoever he was partying with shouldn't be held accountable, but it just kind of goes to show you that these guys knew he was drunk or, you know, drunk or a skunk, and you know, I guess the main thing is
normal.
Well, I don't know, man.
Wait a second.
I've been pretty hammered before, and sometimes, you know, it's true that you can leave the party just fine, but 10 minutes later, you're way too drunk.
I'm not talking about a moral aspect in this. I agree with everyone saying what they're saying right now. I'm talking about a legal aspect, as an officer's or sworn duty to uphold the law.
There's nothing illegal about letting your friend leave drunk.
No,
absolutely. You're a host. It's just like a bar
over-serving. You don't know that they're driving. I don't look to when my friends leave my house and say, hey, you're not driving yourself. Or you got an Uber, right? That's not my business. Once you're off my property,
that's their
business.
It shouldn't be. I'm not talking about a moral argument here, Mario. I'm talking about a legal argument.
Well, I have no legal responsibility either.
But you're not a cop.
Why do cops have more legal responsibility for what happens off of their property than other people do?
Because they're swearing an oath to it. It's like a lifelong thing that they're swearing an oath to.
Well, you know, whatever the argument there is, you know, my main argument here is the cop's, his own actions, right? The fact that, like I said, if you or I, you know, need a cop in the, you know, in the groin,
right.
And you're going to be lucky to walk away without felony charges.
Or you don't even have to do that. There was a story that we talked about a few weeks ago here on the show where someone got drunk and, like, they vomited on a cop or something like that. I think, Bonnie, I think you may have been the one who brought in the story. Someone got drunk and they vomited on a cop and they got charged with, like, endangering his life with biological attack on a cop.
This guy is a hero.
And it was because he was drunk and vomited on a cop. So, I mean, you can't even do that, much less defend yourself against some of their aggression. You have people like George Floyd who are killed because they just don't submit to the extent that the cops think are sufficient. And countless videos of people who are just minding their own business in convenience stores or whatever getting beaten half to death by batons, or, well, Kelly Thomas, I think the guy's name was, this schizophrenic guy who lived out there in Nevada.
It was California.
But it was somewhere in the Southwest, at the very least, who the cops bashed his head open with a flashlight, and of like 12 to 15 cops, just in this horrific display of violence. They beat this guy to death. all the while he's crying out for his dad to help him, simply because, presumably, he wasn't submitting to the extent that they wanted while they were bashing his head open with flashlights. So, yeah, I mean, it's absolutely despicable how differently the ordinary person is treated versus the cop. What do we do about it? 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, where you're invited to take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. We do in the studio tonight. It's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Joa.
And we've been talking about the raid. See, they use the terminology and then it becomes infectious and I begin using that terminology. The search at the Mar-a-Lago place.
Well, why is it you don't want to use raid? Because I have a different way of looking at it, I think. Apparently the FBI came out
because a raid is a violent thing. Pirates didn't peacefully raid people, right? They didn't politely come aboard someone's vessel or...
I wouldn't have called what they did peaceful, the FBI. See, the FBI came out and they said, we don't like that term raid. And then right when that came out, CNN and everybody started saying, executed a search warrant. And so that's what makes me want to call it a raid. It's like, F you guys, you don't have the right to go through people's stuff.
They showed up in plain clothes with a search warrant and politely had his attorney wait outside.
But what would have happened if they said, no, you're not allowed in here?
Yeah, but that didn't happen.
Yeah, but what if it did? I'm just saying. It was obviously a threat of violence.
I'm with you. I understand where you're coming from. Yes. Realistically, if you don't wear your seatbelt or whatever, the cops will ultimately kill you to enforce that law. Every law that everything they do is an act of violence. I'm with you. I agree. That said, to use the same word to characterize what happened to Mar-a-Lago, where Trump wasn't even at, as the word where they bashed in windows and broke doors here and at my house, to use the same word to describe both of those situations is the equivalent of these leftists out there on the internet who decide that, you know, I was drunk when I consented to have sex with that person. Oh, I was raped, wasn't I? Hmm. To me, that's the equivalent. It's using a word grossly out of context to describe a situation that isn't nearly as bad as what the words should actually convey.
Well, they can use any euphemism they want, but we all are visualizing what happened and like what the government does on a daily basis, which is threaten people to get their way. I mean,
also 100% true. And, you know, you're absolutely right. If the lawyer, if the attorney had refused to allow them on, then, you know, the police would have arrested her or, you know, shot her or they would have done whatever they had to do in order to force her to comply or get out of their way.
I don't think they would have ever gone to that level, though, because of the sensitivity of where it is and all that.
Oh, if she had refused to submit,
they would have arrested her at least.
And if she had refused to cooperate, I mean, if she had, like, resisted the arrest, they absolutely would have killed her.
Sure.
I mean, I saw a video not long ago about this attorney who he took a client's cell phone from him as they were leaving a courthouse because he expected this sort of thing to happen. And sure enough, the sheriff's department showed up outside the courthouse and handed the attorney a search warrant to search his client's person. But before they had been served with the warrant, obviously, the client had given the attorney his cell phone. So the cell phone was no longer on the person that the search warrant was for.
Too late. So sorry.
Yeah, that didn't stop the cops. They arrested the attorney and his assistant.
Really?
Wow.
Yes. And, you know, they extrapolated the search warrant to say it was eventually thrown out, right, as you would expect. You can't do that stuff.
Right. Mm.
To even an ordinary citizen expect. But they did it to an attorney who knew better. These cops knew they were going to get crucified.
That,
but
that reminds me of this little story that I brought up to you before the show. Long Island Audits, and he went out to Illinois. I forget what town exactly which it was, but...
Well, see, that's his first mistake. Anywhere in Illinois,
you
don't want to go there.
Oh, yeah, no, you don't want to go there.
That's like Ohio, but worse.
I feel like those three states are some of the worst, like Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. Like, I just wouldn't want to be in them.
It's wild. I don't get it. Why it's so bad. But,
because it's the Rust Belt, man. There's nothing there for what to say. I didn't believe
it. Yeah, it's pretty boring.
I had always heard about the Rust Belt and all of that sort of stuff, but...
What does that mean?
Where all of the factories are rusted over, all of the windows are broken, and
the car manufacturers and stuff like that.
All the factories are closed, and everything's just poor and run down.
Yeah.
I had always heard the terminology, but until I went to Ohio back in July for a music festival, I had never actually seen it. Mm-hmm. And it's dystopian when you go to some of these places and look at them. I mean, it's really, you know, 20, 30-story tall factories with windows that...
Gone.
They're gone. There's been no one in them except pigeons and homeless people for doing heroin for decades.
God.
That's all that this place has.
But back to what I was saying is that Long Island Audits, he went out there and he was filming in the City Hall, and it got to a point where he ended up getting arrested for filming in City Hall. He didn't do anything wrong, and he's very cordial when he does these, what they call them, First Amendment audits. And
I love watching these because they teach people
yes.
how to interact with cops.
And to understand how to treat your public servants. That's what they are,
well,
public
that,
servants.
To me, that's not the important thing.
It is. Because
it's one of the important
we
things.
We tell them what to do. They don't tell us what to do.
To me, it's more important for a person to know where the lines really are.
When that's a dealing, great point, too.
When they're dealing with the police. And you learn that from watching these First Amendment audits.
Yes, they're not allowed to go into restricted areas or, you know, personal offices. And if they are in a personal office and they told you have to leave, you have to leave the personal office. But other than that,
does?
Comments, even
the auditor does.
Yeah, the auditor has to leave. The entire public building, I encourage everyone to do this because it might be a quick lawsuit.
But first, watch some videos on this.
Absolutely.
So you
educate
get an idea
yourself.
Of what you can and can
yes.
do. Cop blocking in particular is another one of these that is just tremendously
yes.
informative from an educational viewpoint where, look, if that cop says, hey, you're interfering with this investigation, okay, that's yours that you push too
right.
far and you back away before you get arrested. Right.
Right. And but see, some of these, they take the arrest. Like Long Island Audits, go check him out on YouTube. I don't know if he's on Odyssey, but he ended up getting arrested for filming. All right.
It'd be cooler if he was on Odyssey.
I know
just
he
saying.
Would be. He doesn't need to. That's why. It's just, he's doing so well. He's one of the biggest auditors out there right now. But
until YouTube decides
yeah.
to censor him.
I agree. He'll
be one of the biggest has-beens out there.
But he
join Odyssey, dude.
Yeah, I agree. He got arrested, and then he had a protest, and when he was protesting, the mayor even came out, and he's like, where are these signs that say you can't film? And he went inside the city hall and ripped them right off the window.
Did?
Yeah, the mayor.
Wow.
And then...
well, that's because the signs are illegal.
Yes,
right?
They are illegal.
I mean,
yes.
You can't tell someone they can't record in a public place.
Right.
That's why the private offices thing is so important, because someone's private office is not a public space.
Exactly. And, like, you know, I've been arrested for challenging these types of things, too. And, really, I know my stuff. And so I know, you know, I'll push the limits. I'll take the arrest. And I'm thankful that he took the arrest. And, They had scheduled trial. This was like 8 months ago when this incident occurred. But he had scheduled trial yesterday. Maybe wait for we get back on the break to tell you what ended up happening yesterday, which is pretty exciting.
I think we can get it in.
Okay. Well, Long Island Audits, basically his case was dismissed, but why? Because he got his motion granted to film the trial.
Wow. And so he wanted to film the trial that he was being given for being arrested for filming.
Allegedly, right?
Yeah.
And the prosecutors did not like that the judge granted this motion, and they're just like, oh, we're not going to have it dismissed.
Wow. Couldn't it be so ridiculous to be like, you're not supposed to film in a public area because there's a sign up, and meanwhile they're literally filming the trial.
And then they literally get granted yep. by the judge, and then they're like, oh, great. And it's really funny to see the reaction. He did a live stream yesterday right after it got dismissed, and it's just beautiful.
You get to see the prosecutor's reaction?
We haven't seen anything from the trial because it didn't occur.
We're good for Long Island Audits,
yeah.
603-283-6160.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. top Fed Reserve official is predicting interest rates will go even higher in the future. Chicago Fed President Charles Evans believes interest rates will top out at 3.5% when this year is over. As for next year, Evans saying they could reach 4%. This comes despite the latest Consumer Price Index report showing signs that inflation may be slowing down. The CPI for July was unchanged after a jump of 1.3% in June. China is blaming the United States for being the main instigator behind Russia's invasion of Ukraine. China's ambassador to Russia saying in an interview with a Russian state news agency, the United States was trying to exhaust Russia by enforcing sanctions, supplying arms to Ukraine, and helping to expand the NATO alliance. You're listening to USA Radio News. New details are coming out regarding the FBI search of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home.
The FBI, raiding President Trump's Florida home armed with automatic machine guns, at first refused to give Trump's lawyer the search warrant. Christina Bob on Epic TV.
I asked to see the warrant, and initially they wouldn't show it to me. And I said, what do you mean you're not going to show me the warrant? So after some discussion, they agreed to show it to me so I could see it. And then, you know, they gave me the copy once everything had concluded. They wouldn't allow me to actually go with them where they were doing the search. So I didn't actually get to oversee the search. They wouldn't let anybody see what they were doing.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Parents in Uvalde, Texas are demanding big changes to prevent another school shooting. At a city council meeting, some were furious the police who were there that day haven't been fired. Uvalde's mayor saying the officers are being retrained. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, when you are invited to take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is important to you, 603-283-6160, if you would like to do that. Hit him at 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Joa.
And as a response to this incursion at Donald Trump's property in Florida, I think Mar-a-Lago is in Florida for whatever reason, some GOP figures are suddenly calling for the FBI to be defunded, and while other Republicans are calling for agents to be arrested, by who? Who would arrest
the FBI? UN?
Yeah, I don't know what world these people live in.
Well, these are the same people that say stuff like Hillary Clinton's gonna get arrested, you know, soon because something's coming out, and she's and why would it ever happen?
That's a good point. So this is coming to us from Vice. All it took was one little search at Mar-a-Lago for prominent conservatives to start calling for defunding law enforcement, and that's also all it took for Democrats to stop calling for the defunding of law enforcement.
Ironic. This is that's crazy.
Yeah, I'm still totally on board with the idea of defunding and disarming the police, and I was on board with that prior to the search at Mar-a-Lago, and I continue to be on board with that idea.
I was on board with that way before Black Lives Matter, and in fact, I got called racist when I first started saying, you know what, I think the police are really out of control. We need to abolish the police, and we don't need this. I would say that on Facebook and stuff, like just on my page, because I was like just going off, and I didn't know what to do. I had no one in my real life to talk about this stuff. And I got called racist for saying that we should abolish the police in 2016.
Well, that's crazy. The police exist because of racism.
Yep.
Police were...
People don't know history.
...were slave catchers.
Yep.
And if you don't think... that title should come back, actually.
This is was the girl.
How can it not be obvious to people? Something like 50 to 60% of all state prisons in the United States, the population in those prisons are black.
People don't look into stuff like that. Like, this lady, she was just like a woke SJW type. She was like Native American from Alaska, and she was always trying to make things about race, and she was saying, like, poor people can't afford protection, and that's why it's racist for you to want the police gone. But, you know...
No, but extorting from your friends and family, that's totally acceptable to...
Yep, the poor are them to not do a good job and to mostly attack the poor, yeah.
Yeah, the poor are always the ones who are targeted by the police. I watched this play out a lot when I was in Mississippi, and I learned something. Look, I watched one of my friends, their 17-year-old kid, got arrested or something like that. He ended up getting charged with possession of Xanax or possession of a controlled substance or something to that effect.
Okay.
He was basically faced with two possibilities. He could pay a $900 fine and get like 6 months of probation or something like that, or he could hire an attorney and get it reduced down to like a $150 fine, and the attorney cost about $1,000 as well.
Right, it don't matter.
So it did not matter to them at all. Either way, the kid was going to be paying about $1,000. The only real question was whether it was going to go on his record as a conviction or not. And and that's ultimately what it came down to. This poor person is going to be penalized more so for not being able to pay the attorney than they are for anything else. And, of course, this all makes sense because that defense attorney for this kid used to be a prosecutor himself or a public defender himself. That's how this entire game is played. These public defenders or these private attorneys, they almost all used to be prosecutors. And if they weren't, they didn't go from prosecutor to defense attorney, they went on to become judges.
What's the bar? The British accredited something?
I don't know what it stands for.
It's that's British accredited something. I forget the R.
But it's their club. They're the ones who write the rules. And they're the judges, the prosecutors, the defense attorneys, they're all part of that same stupid club.
Absolutely.
Don't even pretend like they're not. And it's just disgusting how the entire game is played. The poor are going to get hurt by this more than anyone. The weak members of society. And I don't mean that. I don't mean to suggest that poor people are actually weak, or that black people are weak, or that any minority is weak. But they're perceived as being weak because they don't have the majority backing them.
Maybe a better way to say it is that the ones incapable or unconnected to the system, you know?
Well, no, because...
Those are the weak.
It's a matter of bullies, so I want to characterize it as weak because that's what bullies do. They don't pick on the kid who can beat the crap out of them. They pick on the kid who they know they can take that kid's lunch money.
Right.
They know that kid won't be able to fight back, and if that kid does try to fight back, they'll just get the snot beaten out of them. That's the modern justice system that is set up in the United States. They target the people who they know can't properly defend themselves.
Absolutely.
And that's why I used to think that if I put, like, cop block and stuff like that on the back of my car, then I was going to get pulled over more. But everybody who has those bumper stickers on their car knows that you never get pulled over because they don't want to deal with the people that know they're right.
True in some places, right? But, like, when I've been having to go to Boston a lot for the last few weeks, and I got to tell you, sometimes you get that little panicky, prickly feeling on the back of your neck when there's a stadie behind you or whatever, because we're not in Keene anymore at that
point. So they
don't
know about you.
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, they know about me. I had a Boston state trooper.
I suspect they probably know about me as well.
Well, they know about me. I mean, there's one state trooper. He blew a snot rocket at me once.
Ew.
I swear. Right near South Station at the DOT Transportation Authority.
That's not COVID safe.
This was before COVID. Huh? Actually, no. This was like the day COVID started.
Wow.
Yes, I remember. Because I even went to Chinatown that day. That was a lot of fun.
So now the calls have been to defund the FBI, the Department of Justice, and, well, anyone who helped aid in the search of Donald Trump's Florida home Monday. And I'm totally on board with all of this. Defund all of them. Defund the entire American government. The best way of doing that is to use cryptocurrency. The search, executed by warrant signed by a federal judge, was regarding the alleged mishandling of classified documents. Trump said the FBI broke into the safe he keeps on the Palm Beach property. Now, I'm curious why the attorney couldn't have just opened it for them or whatever, but yeah. I mean, a lot has been made about the, it's been made into a very big deal that the FBI broke into the safe. What do they expect?
That's what I keep thinking. I keep asking, why do people keep, like, I see headlines that say that, and I'm just like, do people not realize that they do that every time they do a raid, right? And they need to get into something and nobody will open it?
Yeah, they're not going to search your house for classified documents and go, oh, he's got a safe there. I guess we can't do anything about that. No, that search warrant, that little sheet of paper, it includes that safe. And they're going to get in there one way or the other. Widely seen as unprecedented in American politics, this event has left many in the GOP apoplectic. Ooh. I don't know how I pronounced that or whether or not I did it correctly. I don't really care. Colorado Rep. Boebert released a video stating that she's angry. She described the actions as totally un-American and Gestapo crap. And I think she's kind of right, except I would say it's not really Gestapo. It's more Abraham Lincoln-ish, right? Because yesterday as well, a U.S. representative, I believe it was, it may have been a senator, but a sitting U.S. politician, a senator of some sort, congressperson of some sort, had their phone confiscated by the FBI.
Oh, I heard about that.
And that's exactly the sort of thing that you saw during the Lincoln administration.
Wait, sorry, who got their phone stolen from the FBI?
Some U.S. congressperson. I don't remember the name. No, it was related to Trump.
Oh.
But, I mean, he wasn't Trump. He was just some U.S. representative who, you know, supported Trump.
That's dangerous. That's really dangerous for them to do something like that. This is political targeting if they're doing that.
For them to execute a search warrant on a former president is no less politically motivated and no less dangerous.
That's pretty obvious. But I think when they're going after more than just him, too, because, like, he was already on the pedestal, you know what I mean? And then, like, now they're going to start going after other congressmen. That's kind of scary.
Well, they went after at least one. Who knows what they're going to do next, but now they've set the precedent, right? No former president is safe. I mean, to me, I'm fine with that because no one has been safe from the FBI for a very long period of time. So why not include the people who, you know, purportedly head up the FBI as the head of the executive branch? But, you know, it is a dangerous precedent to think that your duly elected leaders could just be arrested.
Scared out of running.
Yeah,
like,
also
I mean,
true.
Trump was openly, you know, supposedly openly anti-establishment. It's just like, are they just going to scare anyone who talks like that out of running for offices?
I have no remorse for anyone that signs over $6 trillion, okay?
Well, the media likes talking about a chilling effect. What sort of chilling effect is this going to have?
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. Again, that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Ginger Joe.
And do you think this is Gestapo crap going on in the United States? It is alarming. And look, I don't care about Donald Trump. I was way more alarmed when they raided me than I am by the raid, by the executed search warrant at Donald Trump's property. But I will admit that I can see why, from the point of view of the average Joe out there, why this is such an alarming thing, right? They have executed a search warrant against a president of the United States.
Honestly, I felt pretty triggered by it, and I hate to be that kind of person, like, oh, my PTSD is acting up. It wasn't like that. It was just like, it felt like something changed. Like, that moment has never happened in relation to the fact that my house was raided a year ago. It's like they're setting some kind of a crazy precedent. Like, this is what I tweeted. I said that the government is showing their teeth, and it was freaking me out. Like, I didn't sleep, and I know that sounds like, wow, that sounds so dramatic, way more than dramatic than I want to sound, but I just kept thinking of all the implications that day. Like, first of all, one thing is, like, from now on, they could just, raid anyone that's kind of Trumpy, and then, or anyone who's actually just being, like, a libertarian and label them Trumpy. Everybody's going to associate raids with Trump now. You know, when I talk about, like, my house got raided because my boyfriend was running a business, people are going to be like, oh, you mean, like, Trump. Oh, she's just, like, one of those. That's horrible implications.
Those are excellent points. The GOP majority must defund all forms of tyranny throughout Biden's government, said Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert. They're just not freaking getting it. Someone please make them make it make sense. Make them understand that this has nothing whatsoever to do with Joe Biden and the Democratic administration.
Yeah, didn't he not know about it? I mean, who knows if that's true, but the official...
I'm sure... Let me take this back.
I don't think he knows where he is.
Exactly. I think he's just a puppet, and that there is a collaborative of people, this coup going on to dismantle what's beautiful about America, what it once was, and they want to attack, you know, the people's guy. I'm not a Trumper, but he's the people's guy right now.
I think he could have been, and he certainly presented himself as the populist candidate. For better or worse, populism was what Trump represented, and I don't like that he was the popular candidate with some of his messaging issues.
Right, right.
I think he won 2020.
I believe that.
2020 was the most recent one?
Yeah.
I don't care. I mean, the whole game is rigged. That's what I never understood about the election. They're like, God, the election was rigged. I'm like, well, yeah, duh. They selected two candidates for you to choose from. It was rigged before you ever even voted. You little person voting, were never going to win this thing. You know, even if... When I ran for sheriff, one of the most alarming results that happened came about is that the town of Westmoreland here in Cheshire County had 7,000 votes for my opponent, Eli Rivera. Westmoreland has a population of less than 2,000 people.
Right. I was going to say, I don't remember there being that many people in Westmoreland.
And this is recorded in the official New Hampshire State House book of, you know, votes and tallies and all of that, that Westmoreland, 7,710 people.
Was this ever looked into?
Voted. No one cares.
I do.
I cared as well. But 7,710 people voted for Eli Rivera.
Wow.
More than three times the population of Westmoreland voted for this one particular candidate.
Was this before or... this is probably... No, this was after the prison was there.
The
prisoners
didn't vote. This is the 2020 election. No, and it wasn't voter fraud or anything like that. It was a mistake. It was an honest clerical error.
Okay.
Someone accidentally hit the 7 twice and it was supposed to be 710, or they hit the 0 an accident. It was supposed to be 771. I don't know what I don't know which one of these it was, but there was no one there to check that. There was no one at any level of government to say,
nobody
wait a minute.
In the town anyway, so like, who's checking it? There's no one.
Well,
they didn't have cops.
The clerk is checking it. The person who tallies all of this and sends it off to the state house, that's the person who checks it. And she makes a mistake. There's no one there, right? That just becomes public record. And that just happened to happen in this one little election, in this one little town, in this one little county, in this one little state over here. Now, multiply that by all 12 counties in New Hampshire.
Absolutely.
And then all 50 states and all of the tens of thousands of counties throughout the United States, each one of which has a clerk who could accidentally hit a number twice or accidentally add a zero, and no one is ever going to catch it.
And you know these are types of people who don't know how to use computers.
Oh, I mean, they clearly do, because, I mean, she successfully sent over the results, right? But these are also the type of people, I've been trained on the 10-key calculator, and, you know, once you get into that habit of it, you're probably not going to catch it if you make just one mistake out of 10,000. Or I don't know exactly how these people submit the data, but they can make mistakes. And there's no one there to catch it. And they're like, oh, well, this is fraudulent. Well, yeah, duh. There's too much human error in here. There's tens of thousands of human beings, each one of which can make a mistake, and no one making sure that no one's making mistakes.
Well, my point of saying that I think that Trump won 2020 is not that I think it's like the only time that it's ever been fraudulent. It's probably been fraudulent since America started. I don't even care, because I'm not a part of that crap. But, I mean, I didn't even vote in 2020. But, I mean, I'll vote for New Hampshire, but not president. No,
okay.
I wasn't even registered. I never registered the whole time I lived in Texas. I never knew who was mayor of Texas or San Antonio, anything like that.
I thought you had been here longer than that, but okay. For some reason, I thought you were here during 2020.
I was here knocking on doors, but I lived in Texas, so I couldn't vote in New Hampshire.
That's right. It was December of 2020 that I first met you, like around quarantine, I think.
Yeah. But one thing I will say is one reason that... even if he's like the people's person and people are kind of freaked out by this, I'm freaked out by it too, but I don't think I'm freaked out in the same way, because a lot of people don't realize that Trump not only appointed the guy who's head of the FBI now who raided his house, But Trump was out there saying while he was president, you know, raid the houses, due process second.
You're right. He did say that. And then you know what they get? You get people shooting back at warrant no-knock raids. You know, like, I think it was in Texas that happened. It was Houston.
Getting killed?
Yeah, it was a no-knock raid. But it was like a big story because, like, these people, obviously, they got killed. Husband and wife over, I think it was, like, weed or something.
Wow.
Yeah, but it was a no-knock raid. And it's
like Texas.
Yeah, that's Texas.
So fringe right Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, unsurprisingly, also got in on the action. She tweeted an upside-down American flag.
Oh, wow.
Presumably,
oh, no.
She stole it from System of a Down.
What a great symbol. What a great message she's putting out there. Wow, she's so hardcore.
Well, it is a symbol traditionally associated with being anti-American.
No.
I think she's saying, well, the mothership is lost at sea. Like, we need help right now. America is in danger. Well,
that would be flying it at half. Mass, though.
Upside down is a sign of distress.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, but it's still a wartime flag, so we're in distress in war.
She also wrote, defund the FBI. Meanwhile, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy announced his plans to investigate the person he believes to be behind the search.
You know what's the difference, though? Would she have posted some stuff, any of that type of stuff, if, like, Obama suddenly got raided, and they said, oh, well, when Obama left the White House, he took these boxes, and we've been looking into it, and now we're raiding his house.
No, these lunatics spent 4 years screaming, arrest Hillary. They wanted to do exactly this to Hillary Clinton.
They couldn't even figure out what the $65,000 worth of hot dogs was that got delivered to the White House.
To Obama.
$65,000 worth of hot dogs?
Yeah, kind of strange, right? Why
you put in the email. Was it Obama?
Oh, this was a Podesta email.
Yeah.
A lot of weirdness with that. To be fair, though, the support of law enforcement for many of these figures, some of which, like Boebert, have past negative experience with law enforcement, sways with the political winds. That's true for you as well, Vice. At a recent talk at CPAC, Representative Andy Biggs announced he wanted to defund the FBI and the Department of Justice because of their treatment of January 6th defendants.
Yeah.
He also got into the fun on Monday, tweeting, the only thing missing from the unprecedented FBI raid at President Trump's home is Gaddafi's sunglasses and cap on Joe Biden.
Or like the blunt in the backwards cap. What do they do with the chain? And it's like, thug life.
Any FBI agent conducting law enforcement functions outside the purview of our state should be arrested upon sight, he went on to say. But, I mean, this was 100% within the purview of the United States government. I mean, this is what they do.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that you didn't realize that
when
he lives by the sword, he's going to die by the sword. But that's the way this has always worked.
Mm.
The FBI director whose head many of these figures are calling for, oh, God, I hate you, Vice. It's Christopher Wray, a lifelong Republican and Trump appointee who stepped in after Trump dismissed James Comey. I forgot about that. James Comey was the former head of the FBI. Trump dismissed him and replaced him with this guy, who then went on to authorize I don't think the head of the FBI authorizes these things. I think the Department of Justice says, hey, execute this raid. And the FBI goes, all right, boss.
Yeah.
603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. There's more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888- 988-3325.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.